You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vadrinska from Showtime, URN specialist at musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And there's been a pretty big announcement this week regarding the movie version of Wicked. Because the director, John M. Chu, has just confirmed that the film is actually going to be split into two parts. The first one will be out in December 2024, and the second part will be released before Christmas 2025. And he said the reason for splitting it into two movies was because putting it into one film would, and I quote, do some real damage to it. John M. Chu said that they tried to cut songs and trim down some characters, but that those decisions began to feel like fatal compromises to the source material that has entertained us all for so many years. And so instead, they're going to do two movies, which should bring more depth to the characters and plot. And there's been kind of mixed reactions to this news. Some people are really excited because it means twice as much Wicked content, and how can that ever be a bad thing? Others are slightly more apprehensive, mainly because they don't see the need for this to be two films. And I've got to say, I think I'm somewhere in the middle. My first reaction when I saw this news was that it was going to lead to absolute chaos. Not necessarily from the film itself by any means, but more from audience reactions and interpretations, which, yeah, I feel like I've kind of already been proved right on that front. I mean, the runtime for Wicked on stage is 2 hours and 45 minutes, which includes a 20-minute interval. So if you were going to literally just transplant the stage show into a film, you're looking at it being about 2.5 hours, which, sure, is long, but we've got much, much longer films coming out right now. Like, people can get through 2.5 hours without too much trouble in a film. And so with that in mind, I guess my concern is whether there's actually enough material to sustain two separate films. I understand that there's the original book that the musical is already based on and the film could draw on that, but fans are expecting a film adaptation of the stage musical. So if you start adding in a lot of new stuff, you run the risk of losing people there. And also, if you split the musical into two films, presumably putting the break in after Defying Gravity, where the interval would normally be in the stage show, then you also have to think about the songs and the pacing of the music. Each act in the stage show is just over an hour long, and it has the right number of songs to suit that, and the right length of time between songs to not ever feel slow or drawn out. If you suddenly take one act of Wicked and try to make it into a 90-minute or 2-hour film, surely the pacing is going to be off in terms of the music, which then means you need to add new songs in as well. And while most movie adaptations of musicals at the moment do seem to get a kick out of adding one random new song in, that song is never as good or as crafted or as enjoyable as the rest of the music, and so it feels glaringly out of place. So finding the balance between new and old becomes even harder when you literally have to add new music in to sustain a longer plot. So those are, for me, kind of the main concerns with the idea of having two films. I don't want the existing plot or music to get diluted or drawn out too much or lost because more is being added in to make the overall content longer and bigger to justify two films. But that being said, Wicked opened on Broadway in 2003. It has been running pretty much without any changes for about 20 years now, and there are definitely bits of it that feel outdated. The character of Nessa Rose, for instance, definitely needs revisiting in terms of how people with disabilities are presented in the show. And one of the things I am really looking forward to for the Wicked movie is that the casting call for Nessa asked for wheelchair users. So that's a huge positive, providing they do actually go through with it, which right now I don't see why they wouldn't. So having a movie version of Wicked in the works already gives the creative team the chance to update and refresh a few of the more problematic aspects of the Wicked story. And in that regard, I'm not entirely mad about the option for new music either. Obviously, there are some really big songs that nobody wants to lose for the film version, But I don't think many people will complain if Something Bad or Sentimental Man got, should we say, a bit of a rewrite for the big screen. And it might be nice as well to have some more chorus numbers for scene or time transitions throughout the film, or a few more developmental songs for characters outside of Elphaba and Glinda, because we don't really have that in the stage show at the moment. Now, is that enough of a reason to split the movie into two parts? No, not really. But now that they have the opportunity to take their time and delve deeper into the story, it might be something that's nice to see, providing that is that the songs are strong enough to stand up against the original music, of course, and that is a really, really big caveat for me. But I think the story side of things is probably where things get the most interesting, and why I'm not completely outraged by the idea of splitting the Wicked film in two. We're all assuming that the film will split after Defying Gravity, and honestly, I think that's a pretty safe bet. I will say that one of my concerns with Wicked being adapted into a film in the first place was that Defying Gravity might end up getting a bit lost overall. Like, it's the end of Act 1 number. In fact, it's one of the most iconic end of Act 1 numbers of all time. And as such, it's a really punchy, climactic, final moment that obviously then leads into the interval in the stage show. But films don't have intervals, so all that would happen after Defying Gravity is the next scene starts, and that would totally undercut the grandeur and scale of the song. And also, we're going to have star of stage and screen Cynthia Erivo singing Defying Gravity. You're gonna want to give people a kind of, oh my god, we just witnessed that moment, to pause before the story carries on. So ending the film there and going to the credits and then picking up the story with Thank Goodness at the start of a new film, when time has moved on a bit anyway and all the characters are in different positions in their life, it does seem like quite a sensible decision. And then having an entire film to dedicate to the wicked side of the Wicked Witch who Elphaba turns into, it's going to give them the chance to actually look deeper into that part of the story. Like, I for one think it would be great to see the second film tying in more with the story of The Wizard of Oz. Dorothy does kind of feature in the stage version of Wicked, but it's only ever in throwaway lines for comedic purposes, and you don't actually see her on stage. Like, the closest you come to seeing Dorothy is a silhouette that throws a bucket of water at Elphaba at the end of the show. So I think there's scope to develop that part of the story in particular and actually tie these two parallel storylines together more, which there isn't room for in the stage show. I also hope that they give the ending a bit more punch. I'm not saying that the musical rushes the ending by any means, but it would be nice to spend a bit more time going through the motions properly and giving the actors a bit of a chance to actually act and feel and lend weight to that part of the story. I won't say what happens here because, you know, spoilers. But again, I do think there's space for the plot to be developed, and having two separate films will allow them to do that. So I guess what this ultimately boils down to is, do I think that Wicked needs two movies? No, I don't. Is it worth having two nonetheless? Actually, maybe yes. I guess we'll just have to wait and see how it turns out, but I have an element of faith. Now, I have been burned before, to be fair. Like, I have a lot of issues with how they removed basically all of the plot for the film version of In the Heights, which was also directed by John M. Chu, who's now doing Wicked. So I kind of worry that he's maybe swinging too far the other way with Wicked now, and it's going to be nothing but plot. But I think if it's handled well, then two films could actually work pretty well for Wicked. Plus, it gives us two brand new movie musicals to look out for in December 2024 and then in December 2025 as well, so that's a bonus. And then we can all see, after that event, whether they should have just filmed the stage show and called it a day that way. Which, actually, speaking of, I will just mention a few musicals that are being filmed on stage for broadcast. So Heathers has just cancelled 2 weeks' worth of performances at the Other Palace in London so that it can be filmed live on stage. We've already had the news that the West End productions of The Prince of Egypt and Aladdin and the earlier All-Star Concert version of Bonnie and Clyde, they've all been filmed and should hopefully be released at some point in the not-too-distant future. We don't know when yet. And I'm pretty sure that the Broadway version of Waitress was also filmed with Sarah Bareilles in it before it shut last year. So with the rise of pro shots, that is professionally filmed stage shows that can either be broadcast in cinemas or released online, like with more and more pro shots happening, it'll be even more interesting to see how the Wicked movies compare. Because people have always been trying to make a Wicked movie, basically since it opened on Broadway 20 years ago, and the producers kept trying to delay it. The running theory is that they wanted to avoid a film while Wicked was still popular, in case the film turned out to be really, really bad and it put people off the show. Whether that's true or not is an entirely different case. But Wicked has always been a film that people seem to want. And the question is, would a pro shot or a movie be better? Only time will tell at this point. At the very least, it's nice to finally have some proper news about the Wicked movie rather than the weird limbo that we've been in since it was first confirmed in, I think, like 2016 or something. We now at least have not one, but two release dates for the film, and the leading ladies in Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, so the ball officially seems to be rolling. Now we'll just wait and see what happens. Of course, I'll be right here to keep you updated the entire way as we find out more. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening, twice. First with Showtime, back on urn1350.net at 6 p.m. So join me there for a whole hour of glorious musical theatre tunes. And then I'll be back with another brand new episode of Spotlight On straight after that at 7 p.m. to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. Because, as we say, the Showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.